Why did an 18-year-old gunman open fire? I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. That's what authorities in Buffalo, New York are trying to determine after 10 people were killed and 3 wounded in a shooting at a supermarket. Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia.
Buffalo police immediately respond, engage a suspect in the vestibule of the store. And at that point, the suspect put the gun to his own neck. Buffalo police personnel, 2 patrol officers, talked the suspect into dropping the gun. He dropped a gun, took off some of his tactical gear, surrendered at that point.
Authorities have identified the suspect as 18-year-old white male Peyton Gendron of Conklin, New York. The mayor of Milwaukee issuing a limited emergency curfew in part of downtown for people under 21. That in response to 3 separate shootings last night that left 21 injured. 10 people were taken into custody. Abortion rights supporters demonstrated at hundreds of marches and rallies expressing their outrage that the Supreme Court may soon scrap the right to abortion. The nation's capital, one of the larger marches, where Ward 4 council member Janice Lewis George spoke.
Overturning Roe will hurt Black, Brown, Indigenous communities, disabled communities. Abortion costs money and it's unaffordable for so many who cannot travel hundreds or thousands of miles away for abortion care.
The protests follow that leaked Supreme Court opinion that indicated the court is considering overturning Roe v. Wade. New Mexico's governor is asking for more federal assistance to respond to wildfires burning across the state's north. One is the second largest in state history, destroying hundreds of homes. Meanwhile, in Colorado, an 850-acre fire west of Colorado Springs is now 10% contained. High temperatures and winds have hindered efforts in both states. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An Islamic State affiliate in Egypt has claimed responsibility for an attack that killed at least 5 troops in the Sinai Peninsula. The militants ambushed a border guard checkpoint west of the Mediterranean city of Rafah. That borders the Gaza Strip. A man facing charges of the murder of 2 sisters in South Carolina 12 years ago has been arrested in Colorado.
Williamsburg County, South Carolina deputies had been looking for Joseph Germain Brand since Tuesday after he was charged with failure to appear when he didn't return to face the murder charges after being treated and released from a group home in 2016. Investigators eventually tracked him to Pueblo, Colorado. Authorities say in 2010 he lived with his father a few doors down from 65-year-old Naomi Johnson and her sister, 74-year-old Thelma Haddock, and that he went to the sisters' home asking to work at the house for money. And when they refused, he shot them. Arrest warrants show he confessed to the killings but was found incompetent to stand trial. The victim's family is calling for an investigation as to how Brand was able to elude authorities for years. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Look up in the sky tomorrow night for a real treat. Fox's Kara McHugh with the story.
The heavens above much of North and South America will be putting on quite a celestial show this weekend. A total eclipse of the moon will be taking place Sunday night into the wee hours of Monday morning. The best places to view this first so-called blood moon of 2022 will be in the eastern half of North America and all of Central and South America. NASA's Noah Petro, a planetary geologist, says this is really an eclipse for the Americas. But folks in Africa, Europe, and the Middle East will get to see a portion of it too. This lunar eclipse will be a long one, about 90 minutes. Petro adds that all we need are patience and eyeballs to see it all. A lack of cloud cover would be nice too. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.